Welcome to Kirk's Picks. I'm Kirk McElhern, and in this podcast, I'm going to tell you about something interesting I've discovered recently. Today's pick is Everybody Still Digs Bill Evans. I grew up in New York City and attended lots of concerts, but I have a strong regret that I never knew anyone who was into jazz. Though I did own Miles Davis's Kind of Blue and a Coltrane album in my teens, I was a latecomer to jazz. I missed out on the vibrant jazz culture in the city. I could have seen the great Bill Evans play live at the Village Vanguard many times during that period, but I just didn't know about his music. I discovered Bill Evans in the mid-1990s when a six-disc set called Turn Out the Stars, The Final Village Vanguard Recordings was released. A record store that had listening posts with headphones had one of the discs playing, and I listened for a few minutes and I was immediately taken by the fascinating style of Bill Evans. It's hard to dip into an artist's work when there's so much to choose from. In addition to being a sideman for the greats, that's Bill Evans you hear on piano on most of Kind of Blue. He played with Chet Baker, Art Farmer, Lee Konitz, Cannonball Adderley, and many others. Bill Evans released dozens of albums between 1956 and his death in 1980. Everybody Still Digs Bill Evans, that name is a riff on his 1959 album, Everybody Digs Bill Evans, is a new five-disc retrospective of his career with selections from his best works on Riverside, Fantasy, Verve, and Warner Brothers. Most box sets are just from one label because of rights issues, so it's good to see this combination of tracks from the various labels he recorded on. The set contains 60 tracks, 6 hours of music, showing Evans at various stages in his career as leader and co-leader. The first two discs show Evans with his trio, which was the way he played most. The third focuses on Evans' solo work, including such famous songs as Peace Peace, Waltz for Debbie, and his take on Miles Davis's Nardis, which was one of Evans's signature songs. The fourth disc has collaborations with the likes of Tony Bennett, guitarist Jim Hall, and some recordings of him as a sideman. And disc five contains a newly discovered live set from 1975, which is also available on its own under the name On a Friday Evening. If you're familiar with Bill Evans, this is a good way to listen to works from various periods, and if you're just discovering his music, this is a great way to get an overview of his amazing career. Everybody Still Digs Bill Evans, the link's in the show notes. Thanks for listening to Kirk's Picks. If you enjoyed the podcast, follow it on Apple Podcasts or in your favorite podcast app. For show notes and links to my pick, go to kirkville.com/picks. You can support this podcast by purchasing items via my affiliate links, or you can sign up for my Patreon and donate a few bucks a month. Tune in again soon for another pick.